Morning comes and you know that you wanna stay. Close the blinds, let's pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne.
Hour number three, Out of Bounds, William Quagamish, Kelly Graham, like our man Sanders hanging out with us in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions Studios. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check them out today for all your security needs. This hour, the program is brought to you by our friends at First Team Sports. Go by and see them for the best deals on sporting goods anywhere in the upstate. They're so good and so kind and so helpful and so overwhelmingly awesome at their jobs that people come from North Carolina and Georgia. People come from multiple states sometimes to get that good, good. As Kelly Gramlich would say, not prime drive. More on that in a moment. But to get the sporting goods from our friends at First Team Sports, they do varsity jackets, they do uniforms, they do the embroidery stuff. They have great sales all the time on their sporting goods, and they have the try before you buy policy, which is amazing.
The good, good goods.
The good. Oh, boy. That's good. That's a quag
Is
joke
that good?
Right there. That's a quag joke right there. You can give yourself a round of applause if you want.
Can I give myself a hi-hat?
Yeah, go ahead. Get it! First Team Sports. Nothing funny about First Team Sports.
No.
Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville. Go by and see him.
Just like us. Very serious.
Also very serious, but also very good at his job, and also very fun. Brian Edwards, senior handicapper, VegasInsider.com. BrianEdwardsSports.com is a website. You can read all kinds of great content from him. And we're talking a little college football with him today. You can follow him on Twitter as well. We'll tell you more about that in just a second. Brian joins us right now. Brian, what's going on?
Kelly and Quark, what's happening? It's all good this way.
Awesome. It's all good this way as well. In fact, we've had a discussion this week. I want to start with your group of five conversation because we've had a discussion this week about the tiers of college football. And one thing that we did, we had three distinct tiers, respected, elite, and then the untouchable class. And we left out every single group of five program. I think probably the playoff era has kind of necessitated that. You have actually put out this week, and in fact, a couple of days, I think Tuesday is when it came out, if I'm not mistaken, your group of five rankings for the year, and I think a lot of these we agree on. The top of your list, South Florida. Why South Florida number one in the group of five?
Well, because Quentin Flowers is back, and he just had a remarkable season last year. He ran for 1,530 yards and 15 touchdowns and averaged 7.7 yards per carry. He threw for 2,812 yards with a 24-7 TD INT ratio. You know, I know we've got a coaching change there, but I think it'll be a pretty smooth one. I know things did not go well for Charlie at Texas. I thought it was a bad fit for him the whole time, and he kind of walked into, you know, it had become a bit of a mess the last couple years under Mack Brown. So it didn't work out, but I still think that he's a very good coach. They returned 16 of 22 starters. Now, I really wish they had a schedule that resembled Houston's last year, because if so, then, you know, maybe they would be good enough to be in the college playoff mix. But they played FSU at home last year, and this year their toughest non-conference are at UConn and Illinois at home, which isn't going to impress anybody. So even if they go undefeated, which I think they've got a decent shot at doing, I'd still, just unless it turns out like 07 when LSU had lost two games to unranked teams and was able to get to the title game just because every single team in the top 10 was losing the last, you know, month in November. Unless it's a situation like that, I don't think they have a realistic shot. Whereas Houston last year, you know, when they played Oklahoma and Louisville, at the time they played them, both were number three in the nation, and they beat them both by double digits. But as it turned out, Houston lost some AAC games to ruin it. But Houston, had they gone undefeated last year, would have been a group of five team that would have undoubtedly been in the playoffs last year with the way they beat up on Louisville and Oklahoma.
Brian, we can't talk group of five without talking upsets. And I don't know why this always happens, but I'm going to throw some shade at Georgia real quick. You have App State in your group of seven top or group of five top seven as the fourth best team in that seven. And we know App State is traveling to Athens week one. Georgia's currently a 14.5-point favorite. Is that your best bet for an upset week one with a power five and a group of five?
Oh man, I love that. I love that you called that matchup, Kelly, because certainly Butch Jones and company were extremely lucky to beat App State last year. If App State had not missed an extra point in the first half or missed what was around, I think, a 40-yard field goal in the fourth quarter, if not for that, Tennessee would not have even gotten App State into overtime in the opener last year at Neyland Stadium. And then even in overtime, Josh Dobbs got nailed in midair and fumbled in overtime, and they were fortunate they recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown. But, yeah, App State has got a shot at Georgia between the hedges in week one, no doubt about it. This team went 10-3 last year. They bring back seven starters on offense and defense, like on each side, to 14 total. And look at their games they lost last year. The overtime game at Tennessee, they did get throttled by Miami, and then they lost at Troy by four. But, you know, you guys know how Troy gave Clemson fits, and Troy finished 10-3 last year. So no shame, really, in any of those L's other than the lopsided margin against Miami. And they bring back, you know, a good bit of their nucleus. They've got a really good offensive line with two offensive guards that are big-time NFL prospects. Taylor Lamb is he's a three-year starter for sure, in part way. You know, he started some as a freshman. So he is, you know, an excellent quarterback. And Jalen Moore, their running back, was Sun Belt Player of the Year last year, ran for 1,402 yards. So App State, they went into Neyland and gave Tennessee fits. I think that they will definitely give Georgia all they want for 60 minutes. I'm not calling for the outright upset. let me be clear. It'll be a tough one for Georgia.
Brian Edwards, senior handicapper, VegasInsider.com. Let's talk to you a little bit about handicapping some games here, particularly in the Southeastern Conference. We talked Clemson, some of the games of the year last week. I'm particularly intrigued by some of these September lines. The one that stood out to me so far most is Georgia on the road. I know it's on the road. 3-point underdog going to Notre Dame, who obviously Notre Dame coming off a disastrous year. Maybe Vegas looking for the rebound there for Notre Dame. Are you buying that Notre Dame should be favored over Georgia and South Bend week two of the season?
Well, you know, like I've said before, you guys qualk, whenever I'm uncertain about a team's quarterback, I'm uncertain about predicting much, you know, in June, July, and August. And I just really don't know what we're going to get from Notre Dame at the quarterback position. I know that, you know, last year was obviously a disaster, but, you know, they did lose a lot of close games. In fact, they lost 7 of their 8 losses were one possession games. So, and they bring back 15 starters, and Kelly has recruited well. So, I mean, they should have good talent overall. I just don't know what they're going to get at quarterback. I guess it's going to be Brandon Wimbush as the starter. But I get that you're leaning Georgia on that, and I would lean Georgia as well. But before I commit to it, I'd like to see how Notre Dame's quarterbacks play in the opener against Temple, which even though Matt Rhule is gone, Temple still got a pretty good defense coming back. So I don't want to commit to it yet, but if I had to give out a lean or if I had to pick it right now, yeah, I'd go Georgia +3.
Another game in that September slate is LSU at Tennessee. Now, I know Tennessee lost a lot.
You know what? I apologize, Qualk. That is a mistake. That should be -7.5 at Mississippi State.
Ah, okay. All right.
My buddy VI made a mistake there. Now, LSU is minus 7.5 at Tennessee also, but it's on November 18th.
Yes.
So it's LSU at Mississippi State in that week 3 game. So sorry about the mistake.
I gotcha. You know what? That's okay, because, I mean, my broader point is there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of skepticism about LSU. And I know that Ed Orgeron was the choice that in many respects they maybe felt like they needed to make or had to make. But there have to be more questions than there seem to be to make them more than a touchdown favorite, even against a team that lost some pieces and is not going to be, you know, competing at the top of the nation like Mississippi State. I mean, to be more than a touchdown favorite going into that, it just feels like I've got more question marks than Vegas does right now. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm probably in the middle between you and Vegas.
Okay.
I'm not as respectful to LSU as Vegas is. Certainly some of these numbers with LSU, you're like, really? I mean, I'm very surprised they're favored at Florida, albeit by only 2.5 points. But, you know, Danny Etling doesn't scare any defensive coordinators or any secondaries. I know he was, you know, whatever, somewhat efficient, didn't make many mistakes last year, 11-5 TDINT ratio. And that's kind of why I was surprised it went with Orgeron, just because it's really the same style as Les. Now, Darius Geis is going to have a monster year. Hell, he had a monster year, even sharing carries with Fournette. I mean, I know Fournette missed about 4 games, but Geis is going to be outstanding. And still, the talent level is still really high. I mean, they're going to have one of the best O-lines in the country. They've got one of the best secondaries in the country, as usual. But, look, -7.5 at Mississippi State. I love me some Nick Fitzgerald. And, you know, Starkville isn't the easiest place to play. I would lean to Mississippi State +7.5. In terms of them playing at Tennessee late in the year, Tennessee's, again, you know, 10 of 14 SEC teams return their starting quarterbacks. And then two that I'm not even counting, because I know Sean White is back for Auburn, but Jarrett Stidham's going to be the starter. So I don't even count Auburn as one of those 10. And I don't count Florida. But Florida and Auburn are two more that don't bring back the starter but feel a lot better about their QB situation. And Nick Fitzgerald is the best of the bunch quarterback-wise in the SEC, in my opinion. You know, he can run. He can pass. He's a big-time NFL prospect. But the two teams without the starter coming back are feeling better, like Florida and Auburn. That's Tennessee and Texas A&M. And so Tennessee right now, all their games, I got to see their quarterback play before I have an opinion. But in terms of LSU -7.5 on the road against Mississippi State, I would lean Mississippi State's way right now.
Brian, I'm looking at your game of the week conference odds on VegasInsider.com. And week one stood out to me. You have Pittsburgh at Penn State. Penn State is 17.5-point favorite. We know Pittsburgh won last year, but Pittsburgh lost a ton of guys. And, of course, Penn State bringing back pretty much everybody. But do you think 17.5 points is a little too much there?
Yeah, it seemed a little much. I made it 14.5. Now, Pittsburgh obviously lost a lot of talent, but they've still got a couple. Even though they lost Connor, the workhorse running back with the great story coming back from cancer, they still got a couple of good running backs that have been productive for them in the past. The key for them is going to be Max Brown, the grad transfer from Southern Cal, who was, you know, a five-star quarterback coming out of high school, but just never really was able to cement himself as the starter at USC. And, you know, Narduzzi, you know, he was the Michigan State defensive coordinator before getting the Pitt gig. They had a pretty good defense his first year, but last year they were abysmal on that side of the ball, gave up 35.2 points per game, and they've only got four starters coming back. He's got to get that side of the ball fixed. But, you know, if Max Brown plays well, I think they'll be really good offensively. But, yeah, I think 17.5 is a touch too much. I know Pitt's a little down compared to last year, and Penn State should be every bit as strong, if not better. But 17.5 does seem like a lot to me. So I agree with you. I would lean Pitt on that one.
One or two more for you, Brian, before we let you run here today. From the early part of the schedule, one that catches my eye, Ohio State, a 7-point favorite against Oklahoma. And I'll probably continue to go back to Oklahoma just to see how Vegas responds as we get closer and closer with Lincoln Riley and Trent Sayre as a head coach. That feels right to me. Does that feel right to you about a touchdown favorite Ohio State over the Sooners?
Yeah, I think so. Even though Ohio State, you know, really put it on them last year, it was a turnover situation. That they were, I'm sorry, Ohio State was +2 in turnovers. You know, they were only +40 in yardage, and you know the game just got kind of out of hand. So Oklahoma brings the revenge angle. And obviously has one of the best quarterbacks in the country. But, you know, they did lose Mixon. They did lose Samaje Perine and D.D. Westbrook. So they lost a lot of talent, but they've got their whole O-line coming back. And, you know, after they lost to Houston and Ohio State, they ripped off 10 straight wins. So I think Ohio State at 7 is a fair line. And obviously, I think Ohio State probably gets the win based on being at home. But I think it'll be a close game. I don't have any opinion on, -7 or +7 at this early stage.
And then finally, and this is way, way, way down the line, I'm looking at Ohio State, Michigan. Ohio State's a 6-point favorite there. And I kind of was thinking, okay, maybe JT Barrett, maybe he's got a little bounce back year ahead of him. Maybe Michigan's lost, they lost so many seniors off of last year's team. Maybe Vegas is responding to that. I'm looking around, though. They're getting some love in other places. It feels like Vegas really, they don't think Michigan's going to be, very average this year. They think they're going to be above average and still has Ohio State as a 6-point favorite. Do you like that spread in either direction?
I think it's a tad high. I'm thinking more in the 4-4.5 range. I will point out a little situational standpoint, which, a lot of handicappers or, people in the gambling industry say you throw this stuff out when it's such a rivalry game. And, depending on what goes down with Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State, it could be, what determines the winner of the Big Ten East. But it's a tough spot for Michigan in the sense that they have to go on the road the 2 weeks before that. And in fact, the week before that, they are at Wisconsin, Camp Randall, and traveling for a second week in a row. They play at Maryland the week before. So they're going to be coming off a 60-minute war against who I think will win the other side of the Big Ten, Wisconsin. And then they have Ohio State, whereas Ohio State plays the laughingstock of the league at Illinois at home the week before. So that could be a game where they're up 4 touchdowns at halftime and get to rest a lot of their starters in the second half. So just a slight little point that may be a little advantageous to Ohio State. I mean, I'm sure Michigan being at home, to many, that makes up for it. But, I think the number's a tad high, but not too high. I would definitely make Ohio State favored by more than a field goal. I'm thinking 4-4.5.
Follow Matt Vegas B. Edwards on Twitter, BrianEdwardsSports.com. He is Brian Edwards, senior handicapper, VegasInsider.com. Brian, thanks so much for the time. Always fun to visit with you. Look forward to doing it again next week.
Enjoyed it as always. Quarton Kelly, y'all have a great weekend. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Brian. We appreciate it. You do the same. That is Brian Edwards from VegasInsider.com. Wow. So much information, everybody. He really packed it in there. That was awesome.
He's unreal.
That was crazy. Daniel Gossett on the mound, ground ball to third. That was the first strike he threw, 3 pitches, 1 out. Nice start for Gossett in the bottom of 1.
I'm not sure. We'll talk this out right now. I'm not sure if we should announce what we're seeing on Twitter about the South Carolina job. Have you seen anything?
No, but I'll look during the break.
I've seen something from a reliable source, it appears.
Okay, short break. We'll come back. More to come out of bounds next.
Hello, my name is Sabrina Greenlee, founder of Smooth. I've partnered with 4 NFL players to give back in a major way. My son, DeAndre Hopkins, Jarvis Jenkins, Shaq Lawson, and Deshaun Williams. We would like to invite everyone to come out and bring your families on Saturday, July 22nd at the Dawson Field in Clemson at 738 Old Stone Church Road in Clemson, South Carolina. We will have live music, bounce houses for the kids, a basketball tournament, free food, and a lot of activities for the families. We will also be providing free book bags for all the needy children in the community. We're encouraging everyone to bring your entire family. Saturday, July 22nd at the Dawson Field in Clemson, South Carolina, from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m.
We are looking for more volunteers. For more information, please contact Sabrina Greenlee on Facebook or 864-205-5733. Or visit the website smoothincorporated.com. That's with 3 O's.
You've heard folks talk about the sauce at Joe's New York Pizza. I'm here to tell you it is the sauce that makes the lasagna so great. Believe me, I know lasagna, and Joe's New York Pizza lasagna is my favorite. Their homemade marinara sauce, beef, ricotta, and mozzarella cheese loaded with their special spices. The lasagna at Joe's New York Pizza, which comes with a salad and those famous garlic knots, is where it's at. Seneca or Clemson, make it Joe's New York Pizza for lasagna with the sauce.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve. And the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
In life, finding quality in anything can sometimes be difficult. Custom Collision would like for you to know that there are still a few places out there where quality matters. You can rest assured that at Custom Collision, not only will you be impressed with the quality of the finished product, but you will experience the quality of service that is unmatched. From taking care of your rental to handling the insurance, Custom Collision is there for you. Custom Collision, when quality counts. 231-6900 or online at CustomCollisionInc.com.
There's never been a better time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Like a 2017 Fusion SE with sync and rear view camera. $25,505 MSRP. Sale priced for just $20,999. This offer good through July 5th. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Serving you for over 85 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime.
The summer is hot, and July 4th this year, it's going to get really hot at Gentlet Field. After a day on the lake, why don't you bring the family and come on out and celebrate Independence Day with us. As we get ready for a great night, Gentlet Field, July 4th, right here in Seneca. This year, we've got some great beach music. Gates open at 5 o'clock, and we get started with Jim Quick and Coastline.
She'll be around, any day now.
Nobody does it like Jim Quick and Coastline. And then after that, it's the Band of Oz. Known worldwide, great shaggin' music. The Band of Oz will be live at Gentlet Field. So come on. Then after the shows, get ready for the award-winning fireworks display. The best part, it's absolutely free. Gates open at 5. Come on and enjoy Independence Day with us at Gentlet Field in Seneca.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zach's Fireworks. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at just $19.99. Big Zach's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zach's Fireworks.
Vapor in a Bottle is now open at 7704 Augusta Road in Piedmont. Vapor in a Bottle carries name brand juices, but you must try their custom house blends. Vapor in a Bottle has weekly specials and ask about their free juice program. New at vaping? No problem. They have beginner kits and tanks from Smock, Wismec, and Sigelli. Visit the new Premier Vape Shop in Piedmont at 7704 Augusta Road next to Tony's Pizza or call them at 631-2582. Vapor in a Bottle, 631-2582.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you, B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving, B-Y-T. Turn a loving care, and I'll take it there. Yeah. I want to love you, B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving.
What is happening? ESPN making cut. They're playing Pictionary on NFL Live. Josina Edwards and Josina Anderson and Herm Edwards are playing. What are they playing? What are they doing?
It's a slow time.
The game is called You Draw to Win the Game.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at least they made a game out of it. At least they made a fun name out of it. I don't even know what this is. I don't know what's happening
Quack.
Here.
I have great
Goodness
news.
Goodness gracious. Well, what's your great news?
Every Clemson fan can exhale, all right?
All right.
Ooh. because, you know, we were all on pins and needles.
I never
just
inhaled.
Just waiting for Monty Lee to leave Clemson and go to South Carolina, because of course he would. Of course. He'd leave his 40-win program to go to South Carolina to make the tournament this year. Of course he's going to do that. And we were all on the edge of our seats, and it finally came out that Monty Lee is, in fact, not leaving. Shocked all of us. I'm shocked. But he's not leaving Clemson. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
In fact, it's going to be the guy from South Florida.
It is.
You know why these rumors started? This is, I know this. I know why these rumors started, okay? It's a backlash to the rumors that the South Florida coach was the leader. Because you know what South Carolina fans were convinced of? You know what they were convinced of? This whole entire time, they've been convinced that they're going to fire Chad Holbrook and they're going to get, like, the best tip-top coach ever. Because these lists came. Remember all these lists that came out with all these names of coaches that were not leaving their programs to come to South Carolina. And they told themselves, you know what, if we get our fourth choice, it'll be Brian O'Connor. If we get our fourth choice, it'll be Brian. These were not even remotely close to possibilities.
The lists were Joe Torre, the Madden guy from Chicago, Coach K, Rick Pitino.
It's ridiculous.
John Wooden, Bill Parcells. And then Kevin O'Sullivan, and then Monty Lee. That was the list.
Dan McDonald's not leaving Louisville to go to South Carolina. Brian O'Connor's not leaving Virginia to go to South Carolina. Tim Corbin's not leaving Vandy to go to South Carolina. Kevin O'Sullivan's not leaving Florida, although that had a little more smoke there, to go to South. Monty Lee's not leaving Clemson to go to South. You're not getting that guy. But they were convinced they were getting one of those five. They were going to get one of the guys that's got a national championship, and they're going to do what North Carolina does in basketball, and they're going to hire guys that won national championships or played for them. They're going to hire the best coach out there. It doesn't even have to be an available coach. They're going to hire the best coach. And so when you give me the coach at South Florida, you're like, well, I thought we weren't Auburn. I thought we weren't, you know, some nonsense program. You know what I mean?
I saw a great tweet. Someone said, breaking. Frank Martin turns down USC baseball job. And our dear friend Clemson Tom quote tweeted and said, big if true.
I mean, great.
I love
this guy Kingston. He might be a great coach. He might be a great coach. The problem is that for South Carolina fans, it is not a, I'm going to say it, I'm doing it. It's not a sexy hire. Okay. It's not flying off the page. It's not going to, you know, you're not going to do a full page spread in the cover of the state with this. Bringing on Mark Kingston. Mr. Kingston, as we might say. Mr. Kingston. I can't wait. Can we get a little Sean Kingston just for when we're talking South Carolina baseball next year?
You know,
we need to play Sean Kingston in the background. Dutty Love. I mean, all the Face Drop. There's some great Sean Kingston songs.
I'm sorry. I feel like I should have Sean Kingston just at the click of a mouse ready at all times. And that's on me. I apologize. We'll get that in here right away.
For some Frozen.
Oh, I have Frozen.
What? Should No.
Is this finally, if we put this to rest, the idea of Monty Lee going to South Carolina? Let it go,
let it go. It's just not a thing. You're not getting him. He's not going.
Is Joe Torre coming?
Now, what about Kevin O'Sullivan, who just won an Natty?
National champion Kevin O'Sullivan? You know, I did hear Augie Garrido is going to come out of retirement.
Yeah, that's right.
South Carolina.
That's right. Let it go. Hey, what about Natty resident in Natty Town, Tim Corbin, who has ties to the state?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what about Brian O'Connor from Little Podunk, Virginia, who only cares about baseball because it's a spring sport? Let it go. What about Mike freaking Martin to roll out of the crypt and go there? Does he want the job? Here's the deal. This guy might be awesome. Nobody wants it. This was South Carolina fans are screaming at each other today. Nobody wants our job. I thought people wanted our job. I thought people wanted this job. This is a fine hire. Look at his track record. Look at Mark Kingston's track record. Look what he's done at South Florida. I watched him play like twice this year, I'll be honest. Like twice. They're a fine program. But he's so underwhelming as a hire that people legitimately invented a rumor that Ray Tanner and Monty Lee were going to have dinner because they're so underwhelmed by this. They made up a fake rumor The fakest rumor since the Netflix The Office rumor. More on that in a moment. This is outrageous. Mark Kingston is going to be your next baseball coach. You're a South Carolina fan. Here are his qualifications, all right? 2 years of the NCAA tournament in South Florida. First time since 2002. Head coaching record 253, 180, and 1. College World Series as a Miami and Tulane assistant. It was not going to be Kevin O'Sullivan after he won the national championship. Back the Brinks truck up and then pull it forward out of there. He's not taking the money. Oh, how about this one? How about Jack Leggett? Is Jack Leggett going? Hall of Fame coach Jack Leggett going to South Carolina? What about the guy they should have hired, Gary Gilmore, for a few years before Landon Powell gets ready? Is Gilmore gone? Let it go, let it go. Now, see, you could have had a coach with a natty, but instead you went with a coach without a natty. Any coaches with a natty? Any coaches with a natty going? Let's get a coach with a natty in there. Let it go, let it go. Don't get a natty. No, you don't get a natty. You get Mr. Kingston, who's 253, 180, and 1 as a head coach. Which is fine. It's a fine hire. It's a nice hire. But you're not, like, getting the cream of the crop coach because you just were never going to do that. You fired a guy who won 46 games 3 out of 5 years and had a rash of injuries.
Let me ask you this. Put your Gamecock hat on. I know you don't have one, but try to put it on. As a Gamecock fan, how do you feel about this hire?
I'm bummed. Because people told me that somebody who had already won a national championship who was making over $1 million at the current school was going there. If you didn't believe any of that hype, this is a fine hire. If you listen to our show, this is a fine hire. If you were reading these lists of people and you were like, gosh, I can't believe that. Boy, if 4 people turn us down, we're still getting guys who are going to the Hall of Fame. If you really thought that, then you're bummed about this. This is a bummer. You'd rather have Holbrook back. You like the children of Israel wandering in the desert. We'd rather go back to Egypt. Well, no, you wouldn't, but you kind of wish you had Holbrook back. Some of you.
I love this text we got from Dale. Dale in Seneca. He said, just saw Monty in a golf cart showing recruits around. Let it go. Good stuff from Dale.
Matt in the big brown truck. He went to Columbia to get away from Lane Kiffin. South Florida.
Just
South
too
Florida's
close.
Not, but yeah.
Too close to Boca Raton.
Same state. Same state. Can't do it.
And texted from the 864. We can confirm breaking news on the show today that Mark McGwire will not be the new South Carolina hitting coach.
You
we can
get,
confirm that.
You're going to get a Hall of Fame hitting coach? You're going to do that? Let it go. Let it go. You can't. I mean, they're not going to do that.
This has been one of our pettier segments ever, yeah. But I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. If you just with a blank slate, all right, let's say forget that Brian O'Connor's name and Tim Corbin's name and all these nonsense names that were thrown out there. Forget their names being out there. If you look at the track record that Mark Kingston has, where he's made the NCAA tournament each of the last 2 years at a program that hadn't reached it a dozen years before that, he's 253, 180, and 1 as a head coach. He's been an assistant in multiple programs that have gone to the College World Series. How would you feel about this? Is this jump 253, 180, and 1? Does that jump off the page at you?
No. You know what it kind of sounds like? It kind of sounds like the Kirby Smart hire to me.
Oh, boy.
When you fire a guy that you probably shouldn't have fired, kind of your 9-win coach when it comes to baseball, a guy that had done good things for you. Of course, Chad Holbrook didn't have the resume of a Mark Richt, but he was going to keep you in the discussion year in and year out. And then you hire a well-known assistant. Obviously, Smart coming from Alabama is a little different than Kingston coming from South Florida, but an assistant with a lot of championship assistant experience, and you bring him in, and your fans are disappointed. I see some similarities there.
At least, this guy's been a head coach before.
Yeah.
You're not just getting a coordinator.
That's a positive. But, Kirby Smart came from Alabama, and this guy's coming from South Florida.
It's a better hire than Will Muschamp was.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah, I would say
better
so.
Better hire than Muschamp. And you know what? I'll trust Ray Tanner. I know the Holbrook. People say, well, Ray Tanner, made a bad hire there with Holbrook. Ray Tanner made a great hire with Holbrook. He won 2 national titles with Holbrook. To bring Holbrook in, he had to promise him this. He didn't hire him off the street. He hired him to be his assistant and promised him, I'm sure this happened. I could go back and prove it or not prove it, whatever. I'm sure this happened. He promised him he could take over the full-time gig when Tanner retired. And he won two national championships. This is the first time Ray Tanner's actually hired somebody off the street or from another program. So I'm gonna trust his judgment a little bit. I trust his judgment a little bit. You think that's fair? You think that sounds fair to just trust him just a little bit on this?
I mean, his two main hires. Did he hire Frank Martin?
No.
Okay. So his two main hires, Will Muschamp, and now, well, you have Chad Holbrook, and now you have Kingston.
Mr. Kingston.
Why should I trust him when I look at that track record?
Well,
what is there to trust besides the championships he won as a coach?
Baseball's his thing. That's why I would trust him. Football's not his thing. Baseball's his thing. That's why I give him the benefit of the doubt. We'll see.
I'm not sure if I could give him the benefit of the doubt if I was a Gamecock fan.
I understand it. Especially if you were told that Tim Corbin was coming.
Joe Torre was coming.
If Joe
Torre was
coming.
He was in Columbia, and he was coming.
Goodness gracious.
I get that you can be mad or disappointed as a fan, but I get really upset when fans don't get behind their guy. I think they need to get behind this guy instead of, because that gives him a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. Yeah, I think you need to just get behind him as a fan base, looking forward, coming through.
Look, I don't disagree with that at all. I think that's an excellent point. Great point, Sanders.
They have about 6 months to do it. 7 months.
Very true. Short break. We'll come back. Final segment of the program. We'll actually get to a little wide receiver U conversation. We'll pick this back up tomorrow as well, but want to get to it. Daniel Gossett in the middle of his second inning of work. He is in a 1-1 count. I think, what happened to Beltran there? I guess he got Beltran out for the first out of the inning. 1-2-3 first inning. So a nice start there for Goose as he goes for second. His second big league win facing Evan Gaddis, the former Brave, with the squatty stance and no batting gloves like a boss. Short break. We'll come back. Final segment in just a moment.
I'm George Jeffries, local GM of Metal Building Supply. As part of Mesco Building Solutions and NCI, we're the Southeast premier supplier of metal building components and pre-engineered building systems. I invite you to come by our showroom at 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont to talk with us and let us show you how Metal Building Supply can help you with your building project, whether it's a 30 by 40 for your shop or 100,000 square feet for your business. We have over 40 years of experience to put to work for you.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
One of college football's greatest traditions happens at every Clemson home game. The players run down the hill and into the valley, everyone rubbing Howard's Rock to the excitement of Clemson fans everywhere. What you wouldn't know is that Howard's Rock has its own security system from Blue Ridge Security Solutions. The Rock is worth protecting, and these are the same people that protect my home too. I'm Dabo Sweeney from Blue Ridge Security Solutions.
BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Serious Security. 888-407-SAFE.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
It's summertime, and that means outdoor staining with Palmetto Paints. Flood brand exterior stains are available in solid color and semi-transparent products that can be tinted to almost any color. Use it on decks, fences, and siding to beautify and offer years of protection. Trust Flood products to deliver consistent quality results. Available at Palmetto Paints. Now get a $5 per gallon rebate up to 10 gallons through July 8th. Stain the right way at Palmetto Paints at Thornblade Commons next to Marco's Pizza.
The summer is hot, and July 4th this year, it's going to get really hot at Gentilette Field. After a day on the lake, why don't you bring the family and come on out and celebrate Independence Day with us. As we get ready for a great night, Gentilette Field, July 4th, right here in Seneca. This year, we've got some great beach music. Gates open at 5 o'clock, and we get started with Jim Kwik and Coastline.
She'll be around. Any day now.
Nobody does it like Jim Kwik and Coastline. And then after that, it's the Band of Oz. Known worldwide, great shag and music. The Band of Oz will be live at Gentilette Field. So come on. Then after the shows, get ready for the award-winning fireworks display. The best part, it's absolutely free. Gates open at 5. Come on and enjoy Independence Day with us at Gentilette Field in Seneca.
On the quirky side, it's Out of Bounds.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a ball.
Now, back to William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, so how you can breathe. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys? Gotta leave, yeah. In the back of the cab, I took the drive ahead of time. Get me the fast.
Oh man, Kelly's over here sharing NBA rumors from myfavoriterumor.org. She's over here. She's over here spreading lies. You sit on the throne of lies. You're spreading lies and innuendo about trades that may or may not have happened involving LeBron and Paul George and. Like secrets of why it's basically like usweekly.gov is what you're that's what you're going from. It's like it's like metrous.com and then you look at it and like their editors were farmers like 2 weeks ago. It's sold the farm 2 weeks ago to be an editor of this just in a Metro America News.
It sounds like the news station that Robin Scherbatsky reported for.
Yeah, it is.
For,
it is.
How I Met Your Mother.
Metro One News.
So you're telling me you don't read Metro.us every day? Because
no, I don't.
According to Metro.us, which quoted Cleveland Scene editor-in-chief Vince Gerzergerek.
Exactly. It's not, it's not Woj.
No,
we're
it's not
talking,
Woj.
It's not a Woj bomb in here.
All right, but allegedly... There is a rumor that the reason David Griffin, again, bear with me, this is all alleged. The reason David Griffin got fired from the Cleveland Cavaliers was because before, on draft night or pre-draft, he tried to trade Kyrie Irving and Channing Frye to Phoenix for Eric Bledsoe and the fourth overall pick. Then he would have shipped that fourth overall pick to Indianapolis for Paul George. However, Gilbert approached LeBron for a guarantee that LeBron would stay in Cleveland longer than the next season. And LeBron said, I cannot give you that guarantee.
Oh,
and the
boy.
Deal died.
So that's a real rumor.
And the deal died.
Oh, boy. This is awesome.
I'm just saying. I see it on the internet.
This is awesome.
So it must be
true. It's on the internet. Six up, six down for Gossett. They're in the top of the third. Brad Peacock. From Palm Beach State College, as a matter of fact. Brad Peacock going against Gossett today in top of three.
Our friend Kevin Chastain gets in on Twitter. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw it.
He quote tweeted a real release that the Braves have designated Bartolo Colon for assignment. And he says, breaking, he is now the SC pitching coach.
I feel bad for South Carolina fans in this. I really do. There is no group of people that have been more habitually lied to in the last 6 months than them. Like in the wake of Clemson's national championship, people make fun of millennials for this, but the millennials are not running these news organizations that are giving out participation trophies to South Carolina because Clemson's getting all the awards. They're not the people doing. And again, before you say anything, yes, I know that South Carolina went to the Final Four and they won a national championship in women's basketball. We know all that happened. Okay, Jake Bentley is a state athlete of the year. That's where people get lies from. That's lying to people. He's the best player in the state. He's not. He's not the best player in the state. He's not even remotely close. He's not even in the ballpark. But when you tell people that he is, then they all of a sudden start thinking, boy, maybe we're not that far away. Well, you are. You're that far away. Your quarterback, a nice little player, and the Mannings want him to work the camp, so they got quotes about him being a nice little player. At the end of the day, you're so far away, it's ridiculous. You're that far away. Then, apparently, your women's basketball coach is like the ambassador to the United Nations. Maybe they got Nikki Haley confused with Dawn Staley.
I was going to say, I thought that was Nikki.
Because apparently, that's the only way you got a better worldwide reach than Dabo Swinney does. Are you kidding me? So now you're like, boy, our athletic department's on par because we have the number one guy. And they're just lying to you. They are lying to you, people. And now, every single coach of the year in baseball since 1971 is going to coach for you. And you get this fine man, this nice man, this wonderful person from South Florida. And everyone thinks it sucks because the people have told them that every coach making $1 million would just bend over backwards. They're going to crab walk from their respective institutions at Columbia to take the job at South Carolina. And it was never true. It was never the case.
Don't forget Eli Manning said that Jake Bentley was the next Peyton Manning.
Oh, man, he's the greatest thing ever.
Remember Jake
Bentley?
He's
tied for the greatest thing ever with everybody else that works our camps.
Bentley was the South Carolina Collegiate Athlete of the Year.
That's what I'm saying. They're just lying. They're lying and lying. These fans, bless their hearts, they've been lied to for 6 months. On the heels of Clemson's national championship, it has been the goal of South Carolina media for some reason to convince Gamecock fans, you know what? You should keep your head in the game. You're not that far away. So they've just been lying about Jake Bentley, and they've been lying about Dawn Staley, and they've been lying about this baseball coaching search. People are just lying. And I feel bad because all you can do, you don't know what you don't know. All you can do is take people's word for it. So these people have been lied to repeatedly over and over again.
Well, they need the truth.
The truth is, your women's basketball program is great, but Dawn Staley, Dabo Swinney runs the state of South Carolina. He runs it, all right? He kind of runs the nation, right? I mean, Donald Trump dapped him up in the White House. We could tell some other stories in there, but like Dabo Swinney ran that day, all right? Jake Bentley was like the ninth best player in South Carolina last year, and the other eight play for Clemson.
I just can't.
He was the ninth best player.
I can't get over that.
And you were never getting the best nine coaches on that list. Those coaching lists that you all saw, and you're like, why haven't we talked to him yet? He's not playing because you were never going to talk to him. Tim Corbin was never coming. The conversation was quick. Hey, Tim, this is Ray. Just wondering if there's any interest. Nope. All right. Thanks. Appreciate you letting me know. Click. That's as long as it took for those, like, eight of those coaches to say, no, thank you.
Is there anything that we can do that? Click.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, sorry. Like, I'm watching a showcase right now. I'm doing a job for Vanderbilt. It's paying me $1 million.
I did hear Marcus Lattimore was interested, though.
Holy smokes. I feel bad. I do. People think I'm tongue-in-cheek. I actually feel bad when people are lied to and they don't know any different. And South Carolina fans, I'm with you. I'd be very frustrated that you didn't know that your job wasn't the best in college baseball to the point that coaches would leave other elite programs in college baseball to take your job. I'm just sad that people told you that it wasn't true. I'm sad for you. Final segment of the program is brought to you by Custom Collision of Anderson. If you're a Gamecock fan at the news that South Florida's head coach is now your head baseball coach, you probably turned into a bad driver. If that's the case, there are a lot of bad drivers driving around, upset that South Florida's baseball coach, Mr. Kingston, is your new head baseball coach. And here's the deal. If you get in a collision today, we don't want that for anybody. But we're going to tell you the truth. You could go to some tow company and that's fine. Like you make a phone call, you call your buddy's buddy, whatever it is. But a Custom Collision is going to tow to their facility and they're going to pay for it. They're going to make sure that every step of the way that they give you the absolute best that your insurance company allows them to do. That whole process of getting through a car accident is so tedious and it can be so painful for you. The nickel and dime you to death with stuff, and it's just a nightmare. But they treat you like family. In a situation like that, businesses like Custom Collision make a big, big difference. Ask Ben Milstead. He's used them forever. especially with his kids. Holy smokes. The great convenience it is to use them when your kids are in a car wreck, God forbid. Call them if you need them. 231-6900. That's 231-6900-4490 Liberty Highway in Anderson. Custom Collision of Anderson. Call them today. All right, our final few minutes. We can start to lay the groundwork here for wide receiver U. Your wide receiver U in 2017 is...
BYOG, bring your own guts!
Does that answer your question?
Clemson.
It is all Clemson, right. Yes.
Okay.
It is Clemson. I think this might be the one I received the least pushback on.
Probably, I would imagine. Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited for that.
Orange and white duck. You basically wrote the commentary for Clemson wide receivers are the bomb.org. That's what it is. That's what you wrote.
Excuse me, .gov.
.gov.
but yeah, orangeandwhite.com. However, I stand by this not just because, like you said earlier in the show, because I wear the ring. It's obvious to me in terms of quantity and quality with Clemson. When you've had a first round pick, let me get my exact stats here for the first round picks. But you have seven guys in the league. Okay, you have the stars with Nuke, Martavis Bryant's going to be a star this year.
Martavis Bryant is the star, and you do have to detract some from his star because he's had multiple run-ins with failed drug tests. But when he's playing, he's as good per catch as anybody in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. We've seen that.
Okay, this was my exact stat. Three wide receivers selected in the first round since 2013. So basically, I mean, one every draft except for the 2014 year. That's ridiculous. Seven wide receivers on NFL rosters. You have Sammy Watkins, who we know has just utmost potential but needs to overcome injury struggles. You have two guys in Humphreys and Jerron Brown who made rosters and have signed new contracts after being undrafted free agents. That's insane. You also have Sherron Peak in there as well. And, of course, Mike Williams, the first-round pick this year, and then Artavis Scott, who we think is going to make the roster out there in L.A. So, to me, it's Clemson. I can understand the argument for LSU. And I think with LSU, it's less with the quantity and more with the quality when you bring in Odell Beckham, who could arguably be the best receiver in the league, and Jarvis Landry with the Dolphins. I think those two are, you know, it's a tough argument when you bring in those two guys. But to me, it's the quantity and the quality of Clemson versus just kind of the quality and Beckham and Landry for LSU.
There are two programs who, if you look at the top 10 statistically in receiving yards, total receiving yards last year, there are two programs that support two alums.
Okay.
LSU is one, with Beckham at 3 and Jarvis Landry at 10.
I know the other one. It's got to be Bama.
Alabama. Julio Jones, Amari Cooper.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
See, and I get that. I totally get that. I just think Alabama literally, going into last season, had two wide receivers on 53-man rosters. That's it.
Yeah.
Just Amari Cooper and just Julio Jones.
You got to have a little bit of depth
now,
in there.
Now, those guys are incredible, but only two? Well, I don't know if you can be wide receiver you with two guys.
I agree with that. And it's a little different than what we said with Oklahoma. With Peterson and Murray, they don't have, you know, Oklahoma doesn't have a ton of guys. They're going to have Mixon next year in there. But it's not like you're running, and a Piron as well. It's not like you're running four running backs out there at a time, though. You're running one. You've got a chance to play a bunch of wide receivers, and they've only got a couple. So I understand that. They've got two elite guys, but there's absolutely no depth behind them. And at quarterback, to me, that's not a big deal. At running back, that's not a big deal. At receiver, it's a bigger deal.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Ohio State is also kind of in here in this discussion with Ted Ginn Jr., with Braxton Miller, Terrell Pryor, guys like that. Devin Smith. You have Curtis Samuel coming up with the draft this year. But they don't have the stars. They don't have the stars that Alabama, LSU, and Clemson have.
Yeah, LSU, Brandon LaFell is in there as well in the top 40. I may have missed one or two. You know, you think about like some of the elite guys that you would think their schools produce more. AJ Green. I mean, you've had some guys that have had good years in the league in the past from Georgia. But, I mean, even Hines Ward had a great career. But they don't have a bunch of guys, right? Muhammad Massaqua, you know, on the back burner. Guys like that just have, you know, Malcolm Mitchell. that haven't had great careers, they don't have as much depth as you might think. Ohio State doesn't have as much depth as you might think or that they've had historically.
I can see an argument for LSU, but I think quantity and quality, it's got to be Clemson. Don't at me. Or at me.
I was going to say.
I'll defend it. I'll defend it.
At Kelly.